Hi, I'm Kira and I like ice cream.
Hi, my name's Carly and I'm a Swiftie.
Hi, my name's Maddie V and I have a cat named Monty.
Hi, my name's Grim and I'm an older sister.
Hi, my name's Harper and I love to play sport.
Hi, my name's Selena and I love basketball.
Hi, my name is Kathy and I play baseball.
Hi, I'm Yosha and I like to play piano.
And we are...
Welcome to the first episode of the year, where we've interviewed some people at Millgate about the Millgate Green.
Hi, Miss Waters, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what's the origin story about the Millgate Gardening Project?
So it actually sort of started last year. There was a group of 2023 Year 6s that this was their project they worked on throughout the year as JSC representatives. And it got to a point where JSC last year, we had done some planning and we'd actually made succulent cuttings. So they'd been growing over the school holidays over the summer and we've got these little baby succulents ready to go. And then this year, the new batch of school leaders met with Mrs. Brown and with myself and Lauren and Monique, and we sort of talked about ideas. And this one was one that came up again, this idea that the school has a great ground, but it's not. There's a few places where we haven't done a lot with it. So the kids were quite keen to kind of spruce things up a little bit.
What's your role as a teacher representative?
Yes, so the school leaders run the JSC and Enviro and other things, and my role is essentially to kind of help them to get projects happening. So with the new structure this year, we don't have just one representative for each class in the junior years. People can, I guess, volunteer for different projects depending on what they're interested in. And I think the year six leaders come with a lot of great ideas. They come with a lot of energy and a lot. They do a lot of work behind the scenes, and they really just need us to help with some of the, you know, emailing teachers, planning, organising some of the things that you need, buying things, that's a good one, that kind of stuff. So we kind of help them make their ideas happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi Evelyn, we're really excited about all the new plants that are being put into the ground here at Millgate Primary School. Could you please tell us a little bit about how the garden project first started?
Well, it started when the school leaders noticed that lots of the gardens in our school were either really unhealthy or had like no plants in them or dead plants in them, I guess. So we wanted to try and grow more plants to bring back the gardens, really.
And it's really important here at Millgate to involve students in these types of projects. How can you see the student leaders helping to care for the young plants and maintaining the gardens in the future?
Well, I know that in our class we have a gardener where they water the gardens and take care of the gardens daily to make sure that the plants are healthy and that none of them have died.
And in the first question, when you said the school leaders, who are the school leaders?
So the school leaders, like in what terms?
Like the ones that are called school leaders, their badge says school leaders.
So some of them are me, okay, Evelyn, Ella, Matthias, Charles, Lucas and Ashley.
Yeah. Hi again, Ella. This question also has to do with the Millgate School project. So the question is, what has been the most enjoyable part about the environmental project and planning it?
Lots of different kids are involved. I think that's really great because everyone has an opportunity. I'd also like to say on this podcast that if you want to go for a leadership role, go for it, even if you don't think you'll get it, because there's always some chance. Also in the Millgate Garden renovation, I love how all students are involved, and also it's actually improving the school. People are advocating for the school, they're doing fundraisers, and all of the students are involved, not just the environmental and JSC.
And what was the process to planning it? Like, how did you go along with it? What was the process?
We first decided that we were going to do that when all of the year levels became involved. There's a different allocated gardening space to each year level, which is good because then all of the year levels learn responsibility and each class gets a planting box, or each two classes or each year level get a planting box that they are in charge of looking after.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your name?
Audrey.
We're going to ask you a question to do with the Milgay environmental project.
Okay.
So the question is, if you were a plant, what type would you be and why? So do you think you might be an aloe vera, a rose, a...
flower.
A flower. And why? Flower and why? Maybe your personality or something?
My personality?
Yeah.
And what about it do you think represents the flower?
Are you very kind?
Kind.
Kind? Yeah. Do your friends think that, do your friends think you're a kind person?
Oh, what's your name?
Anaya.
And the question we're doing is to do with the Milgay environmental project. So the question is, if you were a plant, what type of plant would you be and why?
I would be a flower because they're beautiful.
And you're beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a specific flower, like a pansy or a rose?
A rose.
A rose, why?
Because they're beautiful.
Like you?
Yeah.
Is there any other reason that you might be a rose?
Is it like because
maybe your personality that might
maybe sometimes you when roses close up they're a bit shy, but when you get to know people you open up a bit? No?
No other reason.
You're just beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Hayden Chong from Form H.
We're gonna be asking you a question around planting and the Milgay environmental project. So, we've been planting a lot of plant species that are native to this area surrounding Milgay. What's one way that you think that you could help Australia's wildlife while living here?
We can bring lots of plants, water them constantly, pick up rubbish and planting a lot more trees and plants so that it helps our world have more oxygen and more.
What can we do So what can we do without having to ask other people for help? Because it's good to sometimes take that self-initiative.
If there's a dry plant at school or home, you can constantly watering them without asking professional people. Just keep on helping you plant stuff and put the seeds in the soil.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Amalia.
And we're going to be asking you a question to do with the Milgay environmental project. So the question is, how do you think we should care for our new plants here at Milgay?
We should probably water them every day and keep them and make sure no one steps in the gardens.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you.
What's your name?
Kate.
We're just going to be asking you a question to do with the Milgay environmental project. So the question is, what do you think the benefit of the Milgay school project is?
I think that the benefit will that students will feel more welcome to our school, and if any students feel interested in garden, that it can help take care of it, and it might help students' well-being when they go to the garden.
Thanks. That's all.
Thank you
very much. Hi, what's your name?
Megan.
And how does it make you feel to be inside a garden surrounded by nature and plants here at Milgay?
It feels good because with nature there's lots of things, and in nature you can explore what type of plants and how a seed grows to a flower or to a herb. And it's cool to see plants grow after a few days. And plants can be different colours and different sizes. Some long, some small, some even big.
Okay, that's good. That's exactly the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Lizzie?
We're going to be asking you a question to do with the environmental Milgay school project. So the question is,
Why do you think planting trees is a good way to help the environment?
Because then we can make more air.
Yeah, and why would making more air be good?
So then we can breathe more.
Yeah. And do you think that it's the trees that give us oxygen or the plants?
Sort of both.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Ella.
And what is the Millgate School Project?
Our Millgate School Project is the Millgate Garden renovation.
And what is it and why are we doing it?
We're doing it to make sure our school has lovely gardens and it is environmentally friendly.
So we're doing it because it's environmentally friendly?
What benefits does it have on the animals?
Or just nature in general, like to our school? What do you think we get from it?
Kids can have more play space and animals' habitats won't be destroyed, and there's also fresher air and less air pollution.
Okay, thank you.
That's thank you.